U.S. President Barack Obama has called on world leaders to strengthen the nuclear non-proliferation treaty. He made the remarks in his speech to the annual session of the U.N. General Assembly. Have a listen.
Earlier this year, 47 nations embraced a work plan to secure all vulnerable nuclear materials within 4 years. We have joined with Russia to sign the most comprehensive arms control treaty in decades. We have reduced the role of nuclear weapons in our security strategy. And here at the United Nations, we came together to strengthen the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty.
Obama's words come as Washington last week blocked an international call on Israel to join the NPT and urged the world to keep silent on Israel's nuclear arsenal. The U.S. president has said the door remains open to diplomacy with Iran over its nuclear program. This despite sanctions imposed on Tehran by the U.N. Security Council as well as Washington's unilateral measures. Obama also referred to the Middle East talks between Israel and the Palestinian Authority. The U.S. president said there will be an independent state of Palestine next year if the two sides can reach an agreement. Obama described Israel as the historic homeland of the Jewish people, not mentioning Christians and Muslims living there. Earlier, we spoke to Edward Allam, a professor at Notre Dame University, Dame University, about President Barack Obama's speech at the UN General Assembly. Here's what he had to say.
I found it interesting that he did address Iran very early on in the speech. And to listen to the rhetoric, again, not surprising, he immediately began to speak about rights and responsibilities. Rights and responsibilities, implying, of course, that Iran was not living up to its responsibilities. That's fair enough in the context in which he spoke, but here again, in the broader context and in the context of the Middle East, to leave Israel out of this, equation, again, is just, to me, so obvious in terms of a lopsided support. When it comes to our region here in the Middle East, unfortunately, in my judgment, it was the same rhetoric. And without really any details with respect to how to go ahead, how to move towards this two-state solution, or to move towards a comprehensive peace in the Middle East, as he has consistently called for when he has addressed the Palestinian-Israeli issue. He's always linked it to a comprehensive peace in the Middle East.